Hello, everyone. It is Lavinia here. It's been a while since I've recorded something that wasn't a script. Also, sorry in the background. It's the first day of fall, so naturally I'm marathoning all of Goosebumps again because I'm a responsible adult who uses her time wisely. Anyway, so I also decided that I am going to do a questionnaire because I just see a lot of really neat looking ones, and it seems like a lot of people have fun doing them, so I want to be one of the cool kids. So I'm gonna do Simple Cell's Sexy, Scary, Funny Halloween questionnaire because I feel like it's seasonally appropriate now. So here we go. Question one. What zombie from The Walking Dead would you fuck? If you haven't seen The Walking Dead, then what zombie from your favorite movie slash TV show would you fuck? Don't know. I watched The Walking Dead for a while. I think I stopped somewhere around Alexandria, but yeah, I don't recall there being any particularly fuckable zombies. And I can't really think of any from any other media that I'd want to fuck. So I don't know. I'm sorry, guys. I'm starting this off very disappointingly. But let's see if I can't get a little bit better. Question two. You are at Camp Crystal Lake and you're about to have sex with one of the other camp counselors before Jason kills you. Where do the two of you fuck? Well, it's very bold of you to assume that I'm not going for the big boy himself. Yes, I am foregoing my fellow counselors entirely. Half of them are probably dead by this point, and I'm just gonna go straight for it and just fuck Jason. Because, yeah. He's a cool, big, beefy boy, and I want him to wreck this. Question three. If Freddy Krueger had dildos instead of knives, would you still be afraid to go to sleep? Au contraire, I am knocking the fuck out even earlier because that sounds like a blast. You're gonna learn a lot of very uncomfortable facts about me throughout this questionnaire, and I'm very sorry. Okay. Number four. You're stuck in an abandoned, haunted, insane asylum, but fear not, someone is coming to save you. Who do you hope it is? A. The Ghostbusters, B. The Winchesters, or C. Buffy Summers? I'm gonna say B. The Winchesters, and by The Winchesters I mean just Dean, because Sam is a huge piece of shit and he can just stay at the hotel. I have a lot of very, very bitter feelings about Supernatural just as a whole, so. But I'm not gonna get into that because then this audio would be like 2 hours long. Oh, it says number one. I think it started renumbering these after the ABC. So, question five. I promise I know how to count. Question five. You are invited to a slutty Halloween party. What do you go dressed as? Slutty Mothman. Fuck, marry, kill. And I read this beforehand, and it took me a little bit to realize that these are, in fact, two lists. Depending on who is doing the questionnaire. Lucky for you guys, I bat for both teams, so I will do both lists. First, fuck, marry, kill set is either Pinhead, Candyman, or Pennywise. Ah, this is hard. Although right away, because I haven't actually seen Candyman yet, so I don't really know anything about the character, so unfortunately, kill for now. But who knows, down the road maybe that'll change. But for now, unfortunately, kill Candyman. Fuck Pinhead, because yes. Oh my god. Please. Please wreck this puss. And so that means marry Pennywise, because of course I have a tattoo of the motherfucker. It's already set in stone. Set in flesh. Whatever, you know. The other fuck, marry, kill list. Ghost Girl from The Grudge or Kayako. Carrie or the Alien Queen. Right away I'm gonna fuck the Alien Queen because yes, please. She's huge and horrifying, and I want her to oviposit everything into me yesterday. Marry Carrie, it rhymes. But yes, marry her because she's already been through so much. It's at least let her have one positive experience, and one more positive experience than marrying me, a human garbage fire. So that leaves kill for Kayako. I'm sorry. I really do like Kayako, but she also gave me nightmares for a very long time, so I feel like this has been a long time coming. Question 7. Do you have any Halloween sexual kinks? If not, have you ever heard of any? Not really. I mean, I guess the closest thing to like a Halloween sexual kink is like wanting to fuck a lot of horror movie slashers, and you watch a lot of those around Halloween. So I'm stretching the definition because I can't think of a solid answer. If not, have you ever heard of any? I guess like people who want to fuck in a haunted house, but like. One, if you're fucking in like an actual haunted house with like a real ass ghost, you're asking for a lot of very not cool shit to happen to you. And if it's in like a haunted house, like one that you pay to go inside, that's just not cool. Everyone's in there trying to do their thing, and it's a very complicated process that everyone has to, you know, everyone has to know what's going on. No one is expecting to turn the corner after being scared by, you know, something, and then turning the corner and seeing someone just getting a blowjob. So, no. It doesn't sound like it would be up my alley. Plus, it's very loud, and there's a lot of strobe lights, and, like, I don't know. It's just not a sexual environment, so I don't know. I've rambled about this too much. I'm gonna move on to the next question. Number. It renumbered them again. Question 8. I think. Let's just say that's 8. Do you get turned on by fear? If so, when do you first remember getting aroused when scared? Well, I just recently discovered like fear play as a concept. So, I mean, I guess this, I can kind of circle back to what I was talking about in the previous question, wanting to fuck like horror movie slashers and like monsters and stuff, which can be scary. So, yeah. I don't remember my first gross monster crush, so around whenever that was, probably when I was like 15 or 16, and I discovered that I have a huge crush on Pyramid Head from Silent Hill. So I guess around that time. When do you first remember getting aroused when scared? Yeah, around then. That's when I saw the Silent Hill movie and just Like that scene where like he's like carrying that girl up the stairs and then just like rips her skin off in one fluid motion. Yeah, mark me down as scared and horny for that. Question 9. It's your first full moon after being bitten by a werewolf. What do you do? Chain yourself up so you don't hurt anyone, say fuck it and go on a killing spree? Do you find a hot piece of werewolf ass and fuck the night away, or would you do something completely different? I mean, you kind of pretty much nailed all the stuff that I would want to do. I guess find a hot piece of werewolf ass, because yes, big, huge, nasty werewolf, not me, like, all night long. Oh my god, I already lost track. 10? Are we on number 10? Yes, we're on number 10. Don't fact-check me, I'm very smart. What's the craziest thing you've ever done on Halloween? Sexual or non, points of it sexual. I've never really done anything crazy on Halloween. Yeah, I really haven't, because a lot of times, like, I've worked on Halloween for a while, like, when I was doing jobs that weren't, like, a consistent schedule, a lot of times I would end up working on Halloween, so then I'd come home and I'd sleep. Number 11. What character in a horror movie would you be? The virgin who survives, the jock who gets offed in the first half hour, the badass who makes it to the end just to get killed in the third act, the scream queen, the male hero lead, etc. Excuse me. The cats are screaming. There's no shorthand trope way of saying that. I would just be that dumbass who, like, isn't good at running away from whatever's trying to kill me. Like, you know that girl that gets stuck in a dog door or whatever during Scream? That's me. That's my ass. Number 12. A warlock has cast a spell turning you into what you've dressed up as for Halloween. What do you hope you've picked to wear? Remember, you will become the thing you're dressed as, so pick wisely. Slutty Mothman! We've been over this! I love Mothman so goddamn much. And if I could be Mothman with an ass that won't quit, then so help me God, I will be Mothman with an ass that won't quit. I lost track of the numbers, so I'm just gonna keep saying next question now. Next question! You've just read from the Book of the Dead. What do you do now that you've unleashed a demon and it's raining blood? Well, now that I've set the mood, I'm gonna fuck the demon. Nothing says foreplay like gallons of blood raining down on you. Next question. You have woken up as a newly turned vampire. What kind of hedonistic first night do you have? Loitering, jaywalking. I might fuck around and litter a little bit. I mean, the laws of man no longer apply. Next question. What Halloween costume turns you on the most when you see someone wearing it? I don't really know. I've never really been turned on by a costume. I don't know, I guess it depends on who's wearing it and like how they wear it. If they've customized it a lot, if there's a lot of blood, if there's a lot of teeth. And yeah, my parameters are pretty wide. Next question. Have you ever used Halloween as an excuse to try something kinky in the bedroom? Maybe a little cosplay, some time with that riding crop, or handcuffs that are just for your costume? Some fear play, maybe. I haven't. I was in an active relationship during one Halloween, and I worked on that Halloween, so... The next sexiest thing I've ever done on Halloween is, like, have horror movies on in the background while I jack off. I don't know. Next question. When was the last time you dressed up for Halloween, and what were you? I was a, like, kind of, Lolita styled Pennywise, which I'm doing again this year now that I have like more accoutrement to go with it. I'm sure I didn't pronounce that right, but I'm not cultured. Sorry. But yeah, like I have a fairly nice set of teeth to go with it. I made my own like werewolf hands. And the dress is really cute and I sewed bells to it. So yeah. I'm gonna do that again this year, and it's gonna be really cute. So, yeah. Next question. Would you ever go to a masquerade sex party? Yes. If yes, would you join in or just watch? Just watch to start, but eventually I'm gonna tag in. So, I mean, what's the point? If you're not gonna fuck at the masquerade sex party, why are you at the masquerade sex party? Next question. You and your best friend from childhood, whom you've reconnected with on Halloween, are now running from a horde of flesh-hungry zombies. Your friend trips over on their own feet and falls to the ground. Do you? And there's a lot of options, but I already know the option I'm gonna pick because my childhood best friend is a huge piece of shit. So, I'm gonna think, fuck this, I never really liked that friend to begin with, turn and run away as my former friend is overtaken by the horde, their screams filling the air. Fuck you, you piece of shit. I've been wanting this for such a long time. I'm not vindictive or anything, though. It's not a big deal. Next question, and... Oh, never mind. It's not the last question. There was a break line, so I thought, oh, shit. What are your plans for Halloween this year? Gonna go to a lot of haunted houses. I'm going to, New Orleans with my friends, and we're gonna see what kind of cool Halloween-y shit goes on down there. So, yeah. Now for some Halloween GWA related questions. Okie dokie. Number one in this question. What, if any, scary / sexy recordings are you looking forward to hearing this Halloween? Well, this will actually be my first Halloween on GWA, both as a listener and a performer. So, I don't know. Just whatever happens to come out, I will partake in any of it. So, sky's the limit. Number two, do you enjoy Fear Play audios? Yes! I love them so much. They're very, very good. Number three, have you or do you plan on making any scary / sexy recordings? I already have. Just in advance, because, I'm an opportunist recorder, because I don't oft get any time alone in the house. But, I will not reveal too much, but there are a couple of Yandere ones. And then I have one that I just recorded that I am. The theme of it is very relevant to my interests, although it will be very interesting editing a very lengthy scene during which I am gang raped by cultists. So, a little sneak peek for you guys there. Number four, what is the scariest sexy audio that has turned you on? I am drawing a blank. No, I'm not. One of my favorite fear plays is a collab between April W9 and F. Scott Fitzgerald, and it's her last Tinder date. I love that one. That is one of my absolute favorites. If you haven't listened to it, please do. It's very good. Number 5, which GWA contributor are you looking forward to hearing make a howling audio, or who do you hope will record one? Any and all of you, babes. I am down to listen to anything. I just, you know, if we're all gonna have fun on Halloween, I'm gonna partake. That's just how it goes. And that is it. So, there we go. I hope you have enjoyed my somewhat weird, rambly answers, and I hope you've double enjoyed the constant sound of fucking goosebumps in the background. So here we go. I love all of you guys, and I look forward to doing maybe more questionnaires in the future. Bye!